The Magic Flute, which is being presented by Opera Saratoga in repertory with Elixir of Love through June 28th, is a remarkable opera in all ways. To begin with, it contains a score by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart that is as sublime as it is complex and as beautiful as it is emotional. Not only is the music magical, it is used to support and elevate what appears to be a simple fairy tale story to make profound comments on the meaning of life and the path to happiness. Adding to the fun is the opera contains plenty of comedy, making it an experience that is almost guaranteed to satisfy audiences. That's certainly the case with the pleasant Opera Saratoga production, playing at SPAC in a little theater on the grounds of Saratoga State Park. This is a production that is well-sung, attractive, and fun. Though not as enlightening as it might be, it is still an enjoyable entertainment. Under the direction of Nelson Shealy, the first act starts as enormously playful, filled with humor and exaggerated characterizations. It establishes the frailty of the central characters, making their flaws endearingly human. Shealy also adds some jokes and comic dialogue to the original libretto to contemporize and make the material comfortable. The lightheartedness is so prevalent that the comic character, Papagino, dominates the show. He's delightfully played by Kyle Fortmiller, a marvelous baritone with great comic sensibilities. As the journey becomes darker, the mood becomes more serious, which continues after the intermission of the 2-hour, 45-minute production. In the second segment, the hero Tamino must rescue Pamina, the captured daughter of the Queen of the Night. They go through fearful trials in which they prove their character and earn each other's love. Vale Rideout and Sarah Beckham-Turner play the pair well, as their heartfelt vocals have us accept their passion for each other, even if their onstage chemistry does not support those emotions. Several supporting roles are noteworthy. Brad Raymond created such a despicable villain character with Manos Dados that the audience gave the performer praise by hissing the character at the curtain call. Of all the featured characters, the Queen of the Night probably has the least stage time, but the role includes two memorable numbers. What better tribute for Natalie Pulido than that her arias received the largest ovations of the evening? One might reasonably regret that because of space, the work is given a small-scale production at the Spa Little Theater. However, the fine work of set designer Garrett E. Wilson, Alan Michael Smith's costumes, and Jeff Bruckerhoff's lighting keep those regrets to a minimum. The Magic Flute is a practical production that is apparently without lofty ambitions. And though hindered by space and budget considerations, Opera Saratoga's production must be respected for what it is, a well-sung, attractive work of a brilliant opera, which is still a very good experience. The Magic Flute is sung in German with English dialogue by Opera Saratoga at the Little Theater at SPAC. It's in repertory with Elixir of Love through June 28th. For schedule and ticket information, call 584-9330. This is Bob Gefford from Detroit Record.